What's good? What's good? We are back on Cloud 10 Radio, and today we've got sort of the beginning of a new series. All right, if y'all hear some sounds in the background, that's my son. He's a part of the podcast, so he's just trying to give his input. You know, 2 months old, he's trying to make himself heard. All right, so if you hear that, that's what that is. My wife is also making a delicious meal in the background, so we're candid, but the message is still getting out. All right, so I wrote this book. It's called Spiritual Hydration. I may leave the link in the description. It's not published yet. Again, I'm not doing this to make money off of it. It's a not-for-profit book. I'm not making any money off of it. I just wrote it for the people who would like to have a physical copy of some daily messages they can read. So we got day one, and this one is called Water. All right, so it starts off like this. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Right, that's right. That's right, son. That's from John 4:14. All right, so water is a basic necessity in our everyday life. Our body is composed of up to 60% water. So it is clear that without replenishing our supply, we are as good as dead. Similarly, in our walk on the narrow path, we must always hydrate. Yahushua is our key source of water that we can always access. Right, that's right, son. We can always access through prayer, studying, and meditation. In order to understand the gravity of the motif of water in the scriptures, we must go back to Exodus chapter 17, verse 1, when Yah had water flow from solid rock. David elucidated this miracle in the book of Psalms. In Psalms 114 and verse 8, he says, "Tremble, thou earth, at the presence of Yah, at the presence of Elohim, at the Elohim of Yaakov, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters." All right, so that's Psalms 114 and verse 8. Due to the lack of faith of Yah's people, he had to show that out of the most solid object, he can make life flow out of it. This miracle was undoubtedly foreshadowing the living waters that were to come out of the chief cornerstone, Yahushua, in Zion. All right, y'all see the connection there? Water flowing from a rock, living water coming out of the chief cornerstone. All right, y'all gotta read into it, but that's what we're bringing it out. We're bringing it out. I know, son. They don't get it. Some people don't get it, but the people who listen to this podcast, they get it. All right, they get it. The developments in the beginning of Yashareel's existence as a nation were highly symbolic of the latter plans that he had for his people. All right, in Exodus, the people of Israel were punished for their lack of faith, and Yah performed the impossible just to show them that they should have trusted him all along. Now that he has showed us his living water from his chief cornerstone, Yahushua, it is time for us to drink as much as we can while we still walk the earth. All right. Revelation 22 verse 17 says, "And the Ruach and the bride say, come. And let him that hears say, come. And let him that is thirsty come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." All right, so this is in the kingdom, right? We're talking about the water of life. And remember, we're talking about living waters here. We're talking about water that it's not just, I got some bottled water on the ground right now. I got 40 of them from Walmart, and they were like $3, which I feel like it's a little bit expensive, but you know, you gotta physically hydrate. But more importantly than that, you have to spiritually hydrate. All right, so this is a little excerpt. That's day one from Spiritual Hydration. And I got a little prayer in there. I'm not going to pray, you know, over here because we're supposed to pray in secret. All right, I think it's Matthew chapter 16. I could be wrong, but I would pray, but I got to pray in secret in my secret closet. But I will ask you these questions and ask you to ponder on them until next week. All right, so question one. How will I stay hydrated with the living waters today? Question two. How can I help lead others to Yah's living waters? And three. What more can I do to make sure I'm prioritizing the word of Yah? All right, so those are just three questions you could take with you. You could think about it. I'm going to say them again. How will I stay hydrated with the living waters today? How can I help lead others to Yah's living waters? What more can I do to make sure I'm prioritizing Yah's word? All right, so ponder on that. Think about that. That spiritual hydration day one. All right, so I may have the link in the description to the book. If it's not in there now, maybe on there later. But yeah, feel free to cop that, share it. Again, I'm not making any profit. When I say no profit, I'm making $0. All right, you buy the book, I get $0. That's how it works, because it's supposed to give freely. All right, we got this gift for free. We got this knowledge for free. We got to give it for free. So I'll pray to the Most High. Share this podcast. All right, share the podcast. And it's my first podcast with my son right here. So he's listening in. He's listening in. Y'all might hear. He might have the message. All right, he might come in with the message. But yeah, enjoy it. Have a good day. I'm trying to post every Saturday at 10 a.m. So tune in Saturday, the Shabbat, right? Day of rest. Make sure y'all resting on the Shabbat, 10 a.m. But that's it. Shabbat Shalom.